What up, what up, what up, what up? What up, Layla? I see you in the building early. What up, David? Jared, I see you in here. Talk by T's in the building. Oh, Raz B in here early. What up, what up, what up?
Yes!
All right, we are back. So what up, Coach Nights? If y'all ain't know, y'all are called Coach Nights. We are back. It's your boy, Jersey. And we got another episode of Black Coach to break down. And this goes down every Sunday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here on my Instagram Live.
Yes!
But today we doing a revival. So we here on a Monday. And we here at 8 p.m. So you can tap in because we got the one and only Mr. Raz B in the building. All right, but we're about to get into this conversation. What up, Adam? I see you. We're about to get into this conversation real quick. But listen, I need y'all to definitely do me a favor. Click the arrow below and share this live out with all of your peoples. We're about to get into these topics. We're about to get into these conversations. We're about to definitely get into his life. Cool?
Yes.
All right. How we feeling, though? How we feeling? We good? I already got my drink ready. We're about to get this conversation started. Raz, I'm about to get you on right now. But listen, today's episode.
Yo, that shit picked up. Yo, what's poppin', King?
What's going on, man? Just welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be here, man. I'm actually, we just made a run to the store to grab some water. You always gotta have water in the house, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. You definitely always gotta have water in the house. Man, we got Raz B in the building. Welcome to Black Coach to the Breakdown, bro.
Man, I'm happy to be here, man. I was on the page, checking out the page all today, and I was like, yo, man, I'm loving the vibe. I'm loving how you utilizing your platform.
Appreciate that, man. Black people, I definitely feel like we are some of the most talented and underrated people on this planet, bro. So we gotta definitely celebrate the culture. All right, it's definitely facts.
Yes,
that's what we do. All right, so all now day. Let's get into you, man. Let's get back to the beginning. I feel like you have been such a crucial part of our culture, especially for choreographer by trade, you know what I'm saying? And I'm, your group and you are part of one of the main reasons why I dance. So I feel like it's a full circle moment. So shout out to you for that.
Yes!
Yo, it's lit. Yo, you know, hard work, man. You know, the beginning was, it all started with a dream. It started with a dream. You know, your circle of influence is everything, you know, that really helps catapult you, the people that surround you, that really help take you to the next level. But it started with that dream, and you have to continue to see that vision because it's your vision, and just work towards that, and work as if it's already here. It's hard to see that when you're actually not there, but when you've actually accomplished some things and manifested some things, it's easy for you to be like, okay, I really get it, right? So, I remember starting a group with Melodic, five members. We met Amarion. The three of us decided to move on and form another group from the five. And, you know, we met Amarion and the rest was history, you know. But development wise, it took a lot of discipline. Like, that's all we did every day was rehearse.
Wait, that's so nonchalant, like the rest is history. But wait, walk us through that journey, though. When it was five of y'all, I want to bring us back to that. How old were you at that time?
Man, you know, I remember it was five of us. Jaheed, which is Jhené Aoko's brother, Trey, J Bug, Fizz, and myself. I think that was, it was us. And it was crazy because we performed, we did the pictures, we did the development, we performed for all these different labels, but nobody wanted us.
but did you know that you guys were talented? Did you feel like y'all were talented at that time?
I felt like there was definitely talent in the group, but I didn't feel the super hero vibe that I get with B2K when the four of us formed. So it was a different energy.
Okay, I got you. All right, so then transition from the five to the four. Now, how long was that transitional period? It was like a year.
Oh man, I would have to ask the guys, yo. That I don't remember. They seem to remember more things than me, but it happened. It seemed like, well, we found one label. Shout out to Max Goose and Damon Fearson. It was Epic Records at the time, and they seen the vision with the three of us. So they kind of broke the group up, but they really was like, yo, we want to do something with the three of them. You know what I mean? Maybe we can find another lead singer. But that, I think it could have been at least a year. It was a big gap, you know, but we still had relationships with them. So we wound up coming back to the piece, you know, with different pieces. I remember at one time, B2K, we had Amari, but then they added a fifth member in B2K.
Your audio went.
Give me 1 second. Yeah, are we back?
Yeah, we back.
Yeah.
We back.
So, yeah, I remember for a second we even went to five members. A lot of people don't know this, but we had a little man from Third Story who actually did a few demo records with us and who actually did a, I think of my girl.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, she needs some help, too.
You driving right now while you doing this interview?
Hey, man, wait, listen. We got to do what we got to do, bro. Hey, give me one second. Hold the people down, yo. We about to get this.
Go ahead. No problem. Yo, if y'all tapping in right now, we got Mads B on the live. And welcome to Black Culture, the Breakdown.
Yes.
He went to go get some water. He going to be back. Yo, ask y'all questions. What questions y'all want to know? Definitely drop them in the comments. I got y'all covered. Whatever y'all want to know, I definitely got y'all covered. So we back.
So your boy. So quick story. Like, you know, I'll be quick with it. But we still didn't get the deal. You know, I don't know all the politics behind. I was still young, but we still didn't get the deal. But we were still messing with that same label. You know, that relationship was there. But you know, then B2K was formed, the four of us, and then we went around and performed for all the labels again, and everybody passed up on us. I remember L.A. Reid passed on to so many people. I mean, we're a great performers group, but we weren't the most dynamic vocalist group, right? So we had to go back to the drawing board and strengthen our vocals, and that took some time. So it took some years. Yep, got the food. It took some years to actually, you know, to get that deal, but it was so discouraging all those years. But we kept having fun. We kept fellowshipping with each other. We kept believing that it would happen. And then, you know, finally, the same label that kind of broke us up, the five, kind of came back and said, yo, let's do the four. After going through the five, the first five, then going through the four, then going to the five, then going back to the four, we got our deal. And I will never forget the day it happened. We performed for Tommy Mottola. We walked in the room. He's like, yo, where's everybody at? And he's like, I am everybody. So it was crazy because once we performed, you know, he gave us that little nod like, yo, this is done. They walked outside and, you know, like Polly Anthony, Damon Fierce, and Marvin Pierce, and all the big comebacks, who's all the big executives, there's right there. And there's like, yo, you guys got the deal. Yo, we freaking lost it, B. Yo, we had to contain ourselves. We was like, what? Like, that was a moment in life that just, you know, because a lot of people get those deals and it actually works for us. We got the deal and it actually worked for us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just very fortunate. But we the development in itself is what sustained us to be legacy artists to this day, where we can come back 16 years later and put on the tour that grossed $28 million and be nominated for a Billboard Award. So That's the development that I feel that a lot of artists are missing today. And I really hope that people not only love the passion, love the art, respect the art, beyond the art, you want to know the business as well. And they're separate, so you got to compartmentalize those things.
Absolutely. So wait, well, let's jump back, man, before we going to get all the way over there too. But let's jump back to you signed a deal when y'all performed for Tommy. Now, how old was that yet that Raz B at that time?
Raz B at that time was about B2K. We're about 15.
All right, so how strenuous was y'all rehearsals? How much was the vocals? How much was the dance rehearsals? How much of that?
Oh, man, all of that stuff was like, it was intense when I really think about it. I mean, it was a lot, you know, and we really had to take it serious. Like, it was a lot of growth from my first album to our second album. So we never stopped training. I mean, the hours, some days would be like 8-hour days, believe it or not, because dancing for us was fun. So we'd be around the house making up routines. but going at it with each other. You know what I'm saying? Every time we get on the stage, a lot of people don't know this, but we're all actually competing with each other. So we actually be talking smack to each other while we on stage, like, yeah, come on, I got to go this party, like live, like, you know. So that makes all that energy makes everything amazing on stage. But, you know, being vague about it, you know, it was really countless hours, and it actually paid off. And I know when I look back at our shows and our performances, you know, we was like, yo, I'm a fan. I'm a supporter of B2K. Like, just the hard work, you know what I mean? And one thing I miss the most is we had that gap, which was about 16 years. And I just was like, I always wonder, where would B2K be if we were just still chopping, still dance, like, you know what I mean? Because I've seen the evolution, and we were a part of that evolution. So it's just dope to see where dance is at today. And I love it, bro. I love it.
Absolutely, man. And but y'all definitely, when y'all came through like the 2000s, early 2000s, did you even have a remote idea, though, that you would reach this level of success? Or did you just think you was just dancing and singing and hopefully something worked? Did you have an inclination?
I would have a huge platform growing up in the church with a Christian background. I just, you know, I kind of follow my word. And when you look at the word, it's really, it's life. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing new under the sun. So to be able to actually see the things that you were taught as a kid come into fruition and the things to be aware of in this world, I always knew. I just didn't know what it was platform-wise, me personally. But to kind of like, because you can get misled in different kind of lights in this world, and you got to go down these different paths to actually find your path, ultimately, right? So I knew. But to answer your question, I mean, not in your wildest dreams can you imagine the impact that you could have by really having the platform. And that's for anybody that has the platform. And that's why, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. So it's really so important that people really take heed and understand the platforms they've been given. And I mean that every day. Just, and when we wake up, you know, the walk on this earth is a platform, right? So it's like, what are we going to do today? And I think it starts with, you know, with ourselves. It starts with ourselves first.
Absolutely. All right, man. So then now you were able to kind of get yourself into this group you know what I'm saying, and be able to get started. How did you recognize that you wanted to get into acting? How did you got served come about? How did that?
You know, there was a lot of things. I know Omarion would always say he wanted to do this, and he was inspired to do so many things at one time. And I would always, you know, hearing, you know, I always heard leadership would speak, you know, focus on this, and then this will come. So I think it's always been a desire for everyone, every little kid, so on and so forth, to actually want to act. We all made our little skits. That's why I'm loving to see everybody making their skits and stuff like that, because we all act in a way, you know what I'm saying? So I think that was more of just a natural thing. Breaking into the business for everybody on that level is hard, right? But I feel like same thing, just persistence, you know, like, but I think the fact that B2K had the success that we had, it was really easy to get them a green light, a movie, meaning invest in a movie, which really the label, Sony didn't really believe in their project, you know what I'm saying? But when that motherfucker hit, you know what I'm saying? They was ready to do part two, you know, but, you know, politics and, you know.
It went number one in the box office, right?
Yeah, it was number one in the box office. So, I mean, I think that movie's close to 200 million, 250 or something like that. It's crazy numbers, but I'm sure I got to check in the mailbox somewhere.
And when people talk about their dance movies, that's definitely in the top dance movies. Bro.
Who you said, B2K?
When it comes to dance movies, best dance movies of all times, that's always in the conversation.
Yeah, I think for our culture, you're definitely gonna have to put that on. I mean, it's definitely on the list. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna have to put that. You have to put that on the list for sure. All
right, no problem.
You have to put that. You have to put that on there for sure. I think it's like top 35 or something like that.
What that's.
Yeah, I think that shit like. I think it's like top 35.
Again, the setup right. There you go. Set up right. All right, we're back. What up? Not yet. Oh, yo. Not yet. What up, everybody? If you tapped in there, welcome to Black Culture. Make sure to tap the app. Shit is sloppy. But we got Mr. on the line. All right. Everything. How we feeling? All right, we got Raz B back on the line. All right, here we go. So, walk us through now the process to prep for that movie, my brother. Like, I feel like y'all really danced y'all asses off in that movie. I don't think y'all. Oh, you talk about it so nonchalant, like this is not a major thing. You Got Served is a real major phenomenon. Like for my generation, that's all. We copied all the moves. We copied the music at that time was life-changing. So how did y'all prep? Did you know that it would be a phenomenon? Did you know it would inspire this many dancers?
I knew the movie was gonna be a hit when we actually took the trailer onto our tour, which was I don't know what the hell we call that tour. What the hell did we call that tour? I don't know. I got to go back and do some research. That was a while back. But it was our tour in 2003. And we actually played the trailer every night. So people got a preview that B2K, a dance group, you know what I'm saying? A great performing group is coming out of a dance movie. And it's our first movie. So it kind of felt like it was going to, you know, be okay. But we didn't know the level of the success, so they took us out. Some people from Hollywood executives took us out, the three of us took us out. And they was like, yo, do you know what this means? They were showing us all the Hollywood reporters and all these different stuff. So they were just showing you that, like, this is a huge success. A movie to do 15 million, number one in the week with no name actors. You know what I'm saying? We had Megan Good, shout out to Megan Good, shout out to Steve Harvey. But I mean, you know, no one really to carry the movie.
Nah, you had Jack K. Harrell, you had Steve Harvey.
I mean, no. This is their talk, right? Okay. So I'm not discrediting us. I feel we all, as a team, collectively, everybody that worked on that project, including the investors, is what made it a whole. It takes a village to raise a child. But I get what they're saying. There's some movies, but you can have a big star in a movie, and a movie is still bomb. So I just think it was a good chemistry. You know what I'm saying? It was a great script. We had some great people that participated in the rewrites. Shout out to Bill Polina. And preparation for that film, for us, it was like doing a long-ass video. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, really, it was really intense because now B2K is intermixing. Not that we didn't dance with our dancers, but we're really in the dance world now. So I felt that B2K not only earned the respect for ourselves, but we earned the respect from the dance community. You know what I'm saying? And there's so many different styles of dance, and we were able to incorporate all of those different elements and styles and genres into one movie. And it was something that the dance culture needed. I feel like the dance culture was underappreciated for many, many years. So it's good to see dancers and TikTok and everybody out there doing their thing. And the dance community actually gets the recognition that it deserves because it's a very important art. And, you know, for any live show that has dancers in it, I mean, it's like, you know, salute to the dancers. So just preparation, like I said, it took us a few months, you know what I'm saying? But learning choreography was pretty cool. But it was just cool to kind of see different things get changed up. Like, we actually will have to learn the choreography. After we learn the choreography, then you know, one choreographer will come up with his choreography he taught, and then they'll make us actually really battle. So you start to develop that camaraderie, that energy, that attitude of battle, you know what I'm saying, all the time. And it's amazing. A lot of people don't know this. Just a fun fact for everybody out there. But the opening scene, You Got Served,
it's actually right after they say time, they're still battling. They keep going. That happened probably 3 or 4 times in the movie to where they kept, the music kept going, and we was like, yo, people ain't stopping. Like, yo, this is some other shit. This is not just like the movie anymore. Like people, they like cut, they like still just, they snapping. So then people don't know, but that was a real battle between Columbus Short and Omarion. It was just crazy, bro. So yeah, but I remember getting the call. We were on our way to Europe, and we just did our contract for the movie. They were like, "Can you guys act?" And we was like, "Yeah, we can act." You know what I'm saying? And ain't never did no acting in their life, but shout out to Clint Culpepper and Screen Gems and everybody over there who made it possible for us to be a part of such a historical monumental piece for our culture.
Definitely, man. Dave Scott, Sparks, all the people that worked on the film with y'all are like people that left. You know what it is? The content is not as good no more. So it feels like a golden era that's now like leaving us. It's not getting better. You understand? Why there's definitely a much appreciation for the people that definitely put it down before, and that people can reach that. It feels like we can't get there. I don't know why, but that's what it feels like. You know what I'm saying?
That's what makes it nostalgic. That's what makes it special. That's what makes it ancient. And that's what makes it special. For those, they will always, it will always be around. People will always, it will always come back around in one form of another. It'll be appreciated, and it'll be marveled, and it'll be respected, because that spirit will never die. It just won't.
Now, you guys were like one of the last boy bands to kind of come out. What do you think happened? What was it? What was the change? Why you think boy bands appreciated after like?
What do I think changed?
Yeah. With music or with the way that people consume.
I mean, it's real simple. I mean, somebody texted me today and called Akon a rapper. Or I noticed when I watched mainstream media, they say rappers, right? And they affiliate. I think that's their word, to affiliate. And I don't think it rubs me the wrong way, right? But it seems to me that people wanted to get into the game so bad. People pay their way into the game. And the integrity of it is confused. You got people that ain't never shot a gun talking about shooting a gun. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a misconception I think needs to be, I don't want to say be corrected, because if you look at somebody like Ice Cube, you don't see him in the streets no more, but we know he in the streets. We on a higher level, you know what I'm saying? So we know Jay-Z's in the streets, but we know Jay-Z's at a higher level. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like everybody wants to be hard and be gangbang affiliated, right? And I think what hard is for me is just being disciplined. You know what I'm saying? Like, so what if you can, it's about having integrity. That's being tough. Having integrity and being fair, being one within. I just feel that there's an article I read, and it was like, are the futures like the new heartthrobs and of today? And I just feel like versus people reaching for more like integrity, I feel like people are just like living, I don't know, man. Some of the stuff is just classless to me.
Definitely.
It's just the ignorance of people not knowing really who they are and really going through that mix of awakening to really know what it means to be enlightened. Because you gotta really experience, whether it's having a family or owning a house or having responsibilities, to know what it's like to be with and without. So, but that question is so deep for me. I'm gonna be thinking about this after we're done.
Because I feel like it's disconnect music now. You know what I'm saying? Just with content. Now we call it content. Ain't just movies, movies no more. I feel like the one genre of content. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same system that just has to be regurgitated to make money. And if it doesn't make money, they don't really count it. You know what I'm saying? Regardless if it's talented or gifted or not. You know what I'm saying? So it's different. But I definitely appreciate your thought on that. And whenever you get an even more in-depth answer, definitely come back and let us know, bro. Let me ask you this now. Do you feel like R&B is dead?
No. No, because you hear every rapper want to sing. Rhythm and blues is everywhere. So no, never, ever. It's impossible.
But how about traditional R&B and the way that is that it is sung with the technicalities of it? Do you think that version of it?
Not everyone, like, rhythm and blues is spread so far, it's in everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just think where the world is at, frequency-wise, some people like, you know, four on the floor, somebody like, you know, it's like somebody likes, you know, people like certain frequencies, but I think the rhythm and blues is in everything. It's in every beat, it's in every rhythm, you know what I'm saying? It's in every chord. That's just me personally. I know some people say, oh yeah, it's dead. I mean, listen, R&B, I'm like, if you're just talking about a certain core of people that like rhythm and blues music, that's a certain demographic. But, you know, if you want to talk about the colored dollar, that's $1 trillion, right? So it's just all about, is everybody really even interested in that sector of music per se versus a more commercial, popular record? You know, kind of, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people like their classics. So you have people that like country, but I heard, you know, country got so much soul in it as well. So it's just, I just think a good record is a good record. But hip hop, you know, for what it stands for, what it's about, is always it's a combination of everything. So that's a good question. I just think, you know, because if a good record come out right now, but with Bruno Mars, it'll be an R&B pop record. But it's you know what I'm saying? But just like some soul R&B, like, I mean, to me, Adele does R&B. R&B pop to me. That's me. So.
It's just like, but.
They might as well just get rid of that genre. Not like that. Just music is music.
Definitely. That's what I'm talking about. Now I feel like she's the pinnacle of what R&B is so-called today. And I feel like there's other singers that are way more gifted and talented. No shade to Adele Duncan. So, but you know what I'm saying? But I definitely feel like there's a lot more people that are more versatile as an R&B artist that should be given love and respect. You know what I'm saying? But for whatever.
It's just different. I mean, we had some great pop R&B records from Whitney Houston back in the day. It's just, a good record. A good record is a good record.
A good record is a good record.
Good record. I mean, like, I love that new Flame record by Chris Brown. That was a dope R&B kind of Kid Tip Ray, yeah, R&B kind of record with Rick Ross on it. I thought that record was hot.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, so a good record is definitely a good record.
Yes.
All right, so now,
yeah.
Bringing it into what's going on right now in 2021, bro. This Millennium Tour is definitely kicking, probably the most talked about tour the past couple of years. So let's get that even came back two years ago when it was announced, right? It was said that you was the one that brought everything to the table. Can you expound on that?
Oh yeah, I felt like I was definitely the first point of contact. We're actually, you know, initiating bringing an offer to the guys. You know, of course, everybody had to work out their own business individually and collectively. We had to, you know, move forward, but. You know, there was a point where the trademark wasn't trademarked, and it was up for grabs. You know, I wasn't rapping for us, so you know, I've been very adamant throughout the past 16 years of like, yo, we should really, you know, revisit and look at what we built and how we can, you know, not necessarily just on the stage, but you know, what we can do, you know, off the stage, you know, just as brothers, right? So, you know, because that's what our relationship stemmed from, just us just killing it every night, you know, young kids sharing one mind, one heart, going after a dream. So I'm just really,
I'm just happy that it finally came into fruition. And I'm happy that it was able to springboard of opportunities for other artists to, you know, to go out there and show love to the culture and receive their flowers as well for all the hard work they put in. So shout out to everybody that's on the Millennium Tour in 2021 as well.
Definitely, man. And everybody that's on the Millennium Tour is monumental. Now, have you been part of the selection of who gets to be a part of the tour as well? Do y'all have to say, like, yo, we should get this one, or we should get, like, that's something that's sidebar?
I think collectively, when we work together as a unit, we can have a say so on everything.
Gotcha.
But I believe a lot of that choice sometimes happens. It comes down to the promoter and what they suggest and what they think off of doing crunching numbers and who actually really sells tickets and who really doesn't.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, B2K is an arena touring group.
Okay. All right. So now a lot of people feel like selling music is the same thing as selling tickets to a show. Can you expound on that so for people that don't understand? Because sometimes you see a lot of people that do numbers on the digital, but then they getting their shows canceled because they can't fill up the seats. So,
well, yeah, there's a disconnection. There's something off, and that needs to be filled. You know, that connection, those engagements, because it doesn't. Sometimes, you got this much influence, and then people are coming out to your show. Is your show whack? You know, because it may come a time where, and you know, I believe Isaac Brothers said this: where radio won't play you as much, right? But there will come a time where it's just about your live show. You know what I'm saying? So it could be their live show. It could be like maybe they're not good to work with. There could be a lot of different things. So the difference between, you know, a live show, I mean, people want to be able to connect with that moment live, raw. Let me grab my charger, excuse me.
Definitely. No problem. What up, Aldrin? Happy birthday, bro. What up, everybody that's tapping in? Listen, please ask y'all questions in the question box. All right, at the end of the segment, we're going to definitely ask some questions. All right, he's back.
Yes.
All right. So now, let me ask you, in regards to the Millennium Tour right now, how comes B2K is currently not on the tour?
I don't know if I actually really have an accurate answer for that, other than I can assume that contractually there were other things in the works for that particular brand, right? Okay. And, you know, but you know, essentially, like I said, you know, B2K is an arena group, and we sell tickets. So I'm pretty sure we'll see something in the future from the guys.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll revisit it again.
Okay. So are you open to like the reboot? Like if they was decided to bring back You Got Served Too, would you be down to be a part of that project?
I was just talking about it the other day, seeing how, you know, the legalities to go about it. But I was just talking about it. Of course. Okay.
Would you want to be back in the movie as the same characters that y'all were, or would y'all want to redo it with a different group, or what would be the scenario here?
I think that's crazy, the whole reboot. But I think because You Got Served has, I personally would reprise the same character, and I would, after that, I would do a 2, 3, or 4, and maybe a 5, and then I would do a series.
Okay.
I would have ran with that.
Oh, you already got it planned out.
I mean, like, I would have ran with it. You know, I would have ran with it, but you know.
Definitely, man. And that could have been a cartoon series too.
Right, it could have been a whole thing.
Definitely a whole thing. All right. So now what's going on with Raz B as a solo artist? Like, talk to us about your solo project and what you've got coming up.
Man, you know, I love music, so I'm always going to just, you know, be in and out of the studio making collaborate, you know, records. Shout out to my boy Frankie J, who has an album coming out this year. We did a collaboration on his album featuring Paul Wall called With You. So that's floating around, which is a pretty cool record. Just showcasing my solo abilities. Another record floating around called NDA featuring my boy Cassidy. You know, we shot that and put that record out. So that's just floating around. But I found myself more in the digital space. I'm actually building a digital platform with a company called U42, which is spelled YOU42.com. If you don't want to check it out. But it's a place where artists can monetize their content and keep 100% of it. And we also, the company also pays the fans, the consumers for actually watching the ads. And pretty cool. It's a pretty cool thing. Like I said, you get to own your own content and you get to set your own monetization. And you keep 50% of the ad revenue. And they pay the consumers for watching ads. It's some cool shit. So yeah, it's pretty, you know. Let's just say a lot of big companies been knocking at the door already with heavy offers.
Definitely.
Right? Because you know, the game exchange is really about empowering the content creators and allowing for them to really own what it is that they produce.
And when it comes to the name of B2K, how does that work? Is that distributed evenly amongst 4Y in terms of the ownership, or is it just one person that owns the name, or does nobody own the name? I'll go.
Yeah, when I actually applied and registered initially first, I made sure I put all four guys' names in it, so we all own it.
Mm.
Yeah,
dope. That was the dope thing, brother.
Nice. You know, just, you know, noble. It's all about being noble.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Yep. So now, in terms of what it is that y'all want to do with the name, does that have to be a collective? Does that have to be a collective thing? Or are you allowed to say, well, we about to do this, and you can go ahead and use the name and do that? Or does it have to be a conversation?
We're all pretty chill about it from what I've noticed, because this is my own personal opinion throughout the years.
Got you.
I think we've all been kind of cool about it. I think we're all kind of cool. I think we all get it. We know what each other doing. You know what I'm saying? But if it's some other stuff that really involves a group, you know, it's like, hello. You
know? I got
it's
you.
Like, do proper business. You know what I mean?
I got you. All right, so let me ask you this then. Who's the best vocalist in your group?
It'll probably be out of me and Amari.
Okay. Who's the best dancer in your group?
Probably me.
Okay. Listen, that's two for two right there. Yo, hey. Okay. All right, who's the best actor in the group?
Probably J-Bug.
Okay. All right, J-Bug got the act. Who's the best? He's AJ. All right, who's the best songwriter?
Who's the what?
Best songwriter.
Out of the group? Sheesh, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I mean, we've all wrote some really, really cool records, so I don't know. I haven't been around the guys like that, so I don't really know. I would,
Got you.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. That's a really good question. I'm asking the boys, like, who do you think the best writer is of the group? I'm asking that question.
All right, and then who you think is the this person to go out and get directions?
To go out and get what?
Directions.
Who's the one who's the most likely to go out and get directions?
Because y'all lost.
Me.
Okay, all right. And who's the most likely the person to get y'all out the club?
To get us out of the club?
Get y'all kicked out the club. Who's getting y'all kicked out the club?
Probably me or Bug.
like this, you like 5 and 7 right now. Wait, like,
I mean, because we ain't never like, we're not even supposed to be being like, we know better. We knew better when we was young. We would like sneak in and go in the club. We know better, bro. That's not good for the brand, but that's funny. That's funny.
It's definitely for you. He said it's not good for the brand. How much of that thinking still stays with you? You know, just being like how to just do media training and just how to talk, speak on cue, being proper. How much of that actually stays with you today?
Well, I think a lot of it is, it's part of, you have to know how to represent yourself in the world, right? Essentially, if you're the commodity, you have to take care of the commodity from your imaging and just how you, you know, present yourself to the world, you know. You definitely want to be able to articulate yourself. So I feel like definitely the media training is always still there. I feel like I'm always going to be a little rusty and a little sloppy, but I feel like yeah, as long as I'm me and I'm transparent, you got nothing really to worry about. But I mean, I'm pretty alert when I'm out. You know, a lot of it, because I grew up very sheltered, right? And so sometimes I find myself kind of being an introvert at times when I'm out. And it's like, it's like a hit and miss for me.
No, I got you. But man, because it's interesting, actually, been at you was, bro, you had your whole career, whole life has been your career, pretty much, because you've been in the entertainment industry since, 11? You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. I was curious how much of that is stays with you. On the show, I've had a chance to interview Ray Ray from Mindless, and Carnell from Five. Had, you know, Lili from SWV, so a lot of people that's been a part of group, you know what I'm saying? And I always ask them, you know, because everybody, y'all all been here, I was young. So it's like, how much of that training stays? And then at what point do you fuck all this training and you just want to do what the fuck you want to do? Like,
I've had my rebellious moments, but you know what I've learned, it didn't yield me any fruit. I realized that I've learned a really great path of life and how to stay around, you know, stay in my element, stay with my circle, stay in the things that allows me to grow. So yeah, I call that the wilderness experience when you kind of go rogue and you try to figure this shit out. You're like, nah, it ain't always green on the other side. You know, there's some adjustments that need to be made, but for the most part, I grew up with some really good teachings, and I think the people that the Lord has put in my path thus far to help me and mold me into the man I am today.
Got you. Facts.
Yes.
Well, bro, let me ask you this as close, bro. Where are you at right now with the Chris Stokes and Marcus Houston situation?
Man, that situation is in the past. You know, for me, it's like as a grown man, I've addressed what I need to address. And, you know, in order for me to enroll into my future, I can't be driving in reverse gears. You know, there's always been some triggers there just for me. But, you know, I took a big glass of maturity, you know what I'm saying? And I took a big pill of integrity. So I just really want to make sure that I move forward and not allow for my emotions to interfere with the things that I'm trying to create. Because for me, all that stuff is just a distraction. You know what I mean? And it's just one of those, family matters that should have always been taken care of and handled privately.
Got you. Most definitely, man. So now, with your interview that you did with Hollywood Unlocked, I know you mentioned about a documentary, so there will be no documentary anymore?
Definitely still gonna work. I'm actually working on the documentary right now. You know, I feel there's more to my story. There's more to my story than just the elephant in the room, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just want to come up with a very unique way to tell my story. It could be in a movie, it could be in a B2K movie, but we will definitely highlight my life because, you know, I'm here for the culture and my life has been nothing but a testimony and you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm for the people. So, and it's always going to be that way.
100% fact. Yeah. Bro. Listen, man, we definitely covered so much, and that's what it's about, is everything that you already left. You have a hit movie, bro, that went number one, that's literally going to be a classic until the day that we all die, bro.
Right.
Number one albums, you know what I'm saying? Platinum albums, number one tours under your belt, so it's not your legacy, bro. At the end of the day, that's all your legacy, so shout out to you for keeping.
Yo, I think this was dope. I really enjoyed myself. Well, I'm definitely gonna check back in with you on the road. I got some things coming in 2022 that's gonna shake up the world. So, you know, we definitely gotta tap back in and check in.
Of course, man. And listen, you'd be dancing, you still dance? Obviously you on tour.
I be moving a little bit. I just got back in the gym the other day. I'm about to drop some weights. I'm excited about that. But yeah, I'm getting back into it. You know, just a little bit. Okay, still a little bit.
Well, if you ever in New York, bro, shameless plug, I do have a dance school called Lotus Creations Academy. So if you want to come teach a little industry, get into the industry, Millennium Tour kind of masterclass, I think people will want to pull up, bro.
We should talk about that. Let's talk about it with Jared. Let's see if we can put that together.
Definitely get that set up.
Maybe I can come teach him some, That could be cool.
Fly, bro. It'll be fly. All right. So let's do it, man. But, bro. Appreciate you coming on, man, and definitely keep grinding. Any new music, you can't be a stranger. You got to come on here and let us know first, my brother.
Yeah, that's real, man. Keep building the platform. I'm going to talk to you more about U42 after we get off.
Absolutely, bro. All right. Everybody, Raz B, thank you for tapping in.
Good luck. Thanks, King.